Radio.
From the Sky News Centre at 7, we're being warned to expect travel disruption to continue into the morning as Storm Floris brings winds of up to 122 miles per hour to Scotland. An amber danger to life warning remains in force until 11 across northern and central parts of the country. Edinburgh, like northern England and northern Ireland, is covered by a less severe yellow alert, meaning the cancellation of tonight's military tattoo and disruption at the fringe.
My family's trains have been cancelled already from Leeds, who are coming up to watch my son perform.
I'm working outside today, so strapping things down just in case.
We were going to go to the tattoo this evening, trying to make the best of today, though.
The Israeli Prime Minister is going to bring together top officials to discuss how to defeat Hamas and free the remaining hostages in Gaza. Benjamin Netanyahu will convene his security cabinet later this week. Two 17-year-olds have been detained following what a judge has described as the sadistic torture of two kittens. The animals were found in a wooded area in northwest London in May. BP has announced its biggest oil and gas discovery in 25 years off the coast of Brazil. The firm is renewing its focus on fossil fuels away from net zero ambitions. England cricket head coach Brendan McCullum says their dramatic two-all draw with India was as good a test series as he's ever been a part of. The visitors took four wickets on the last day to win the final match by six runs at the Oval. McCullum says it was an incredible spectacle.
It oscillated so much right throughout the 6 weeks and I felt like you had everything. I thought there was quite a lot of hostility at times, there was camaraderie at other times, there was some brilliant cricket at times, there was some average cricket because of the pressures that both sides were under.
And TV and radio presenter James Whale has died at the age of 74. The broadcaster, who was battling cancer, had a career spanning 50 years. That's the latest. I'm Kat Suave.
Cardiff Capital Region leaders say plans for a green energy hub in Aberthaw will need significant input from the private sector. Councillor Mary-Anne Brocklesby, who chairs the group of 10 Welsh councils, including the Vale of Glamorgan, says the £8 million purchase of the former coal-fired power station will benefit its ambitions. CCR intends to develop the site of the former power station as a renewable and green energy park. Police are investigating a single-vehicle collision in Dinis Powys. Officers were called to St Andrew's Road at around 10:40 p.m. on Saturday night, but when they arrived, the occupants of the car had fled the scene. The road was closed for a time in both directions outside St Andrew's Church. A 61-year-old man was airlifted to the hospital with a suspected broken ankle after he fell on rocks near Roose Point. The RNLI at Barry Dock sent out its inshore lifeboat to Dams Bay at around 5:15 p.m. on Sunday evening. They found rescue by sea was not an option due to the injured man's injury, his pain and the rocky location. The Coast Guard helicopter from St Athyun was called out to winch the man to safety before he was taken to hospital for treatment. And a giant piece of street art has appeared outside Cardiff Central Railway Station, celebrating the reopening of a water gate at Caerphilly Castle. The optical illusion was created by world-renowned chalk artist Julian Beaver, offering a fascinating window into Welsh history. The artwork, which was commissioned by CADU, shows the medieval entrance to the Great Hall at the castle, which has been hidden from view for centuries. In sport, Ely Rangers beat St Athyn in the qualifying stages of the FAW Amateur Trophy on penalties, following a 2-2 draw on Saturday. Meanwhile, fresh off their early Welsh Cup exit, Cardiff Airport also fell at the first hurdle in the trophy.
Now, here comes another hour of great music and local information
on the Vale's local radio station.
Pro Radio.
I got this feeling inside my bones. It goes electric, wavy when I turn it on. Off from my city, off from my home. We're flying up, no ceiling when we in our zone. I got that sunshine in my pocket. Got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally. Come on, lock
magical. It's in the air, it's in my blood, it's rushing on. I don't need no reason, don't need control. I fly so high, no ceiling when I'm in my zone. Cause I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it, moving so phenomenally. Come on, rock the way we rock it, so don't stop that.
This is Brewer Radio, the Vale's local radio station, and it's your Monday night sports show here at Brewer Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And it's been an action-packed week of sports since I last spoke to you, and we're going to be bringing you the action from around the Vale and including some international performances when it comes to the rugby. We're also going to have a look back at the Lions tour that has now concluded down in Australia. And football is back in the Vale, and your Vale teams have been in action in league and cup games. All that and the cricket from your selected teams around the Vale. All that and more here to come at Brew.
This town is cold now, I think it's sick of us. It's time to make a move, I'm shaking off the rust. I've got my heart set on anywhere but here. I'm staring down myself, counting up the years. Steady. Trying to come back.
can't be. Oh, do you see what I see?
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to kick off the sports roundup with football from around the Vale. And the first is the Nathaniel MG Cup, where Barrytown United are into the third round after a 2-1 win over Aberystwyth Town. A new competitive season at Janet Park saw head of football Steve Jenkins return once again to the dugout as Barry entertained the Seasiders, who are adjusting to life outside the Cymru Premier. Jenkins handed a debut to one of Barry's summer arrivals, former Cardiff City goalkeeper Joe Thomas, ahead of the return of George Radcliffe on the subs bench. Aber saw new boss Callum McKenzie return to the Vale following last Saturday's opening 2-1 win in the Cymru South at Llantwit Major. But last season's semi-finalists started brightly, with Yian Owen going close three times in the early exchanges, twice going over the bar. And Barry's persistence would pay dividends when, after 21 minutes, Ryan Kavanagh delivered a fine pass to Ollie Holbert, who fired home from the edge of the box past keeper Rhys Thompson. And the hosts continued to dominate the first half, although Owen's header from a Mikey George cross was chalked up for offside. Aber started to threaten after the break when Thomas Mason misfired at the far post from a Richie Rickett set piece, while Thompson produced a fine save to deny Holbert his brace. And Yian Owen saw another chance go begging from an Owen cutter he assist, just before Aber found the equaliser on 74 minutes, when, another free kick, Ben Guest blast the ball into the top corner past Thomas. Barry's other new arrivals, Keston Davis, Dan Barton and Dan Smith, were pressed into action for the closing stages, while Ben Maggotson went agonisingly close to retaking the lead. But with 5 minutes left and penalties looming, Callum Saintie delivered a powerful header from Kavanagh's free kick to book Barry's place into the third round draw. Next, Barry turned their attention to the start of the new Cymru Premier campaign when they visit newly promoted Llanelli on Friday night. And elsewhere in the MG Cup, wildcard entries Cardiff City under 21s crashed out following a 2-0 defeat to Cambria United on Friday night, while Swansea under 21s romped home to a 5-0 victory at Avonlea, who beat Llantwit in the first round. And both Cardiff Met and Penybont record comfortable wins over Cymru South opposition, as did newly promoted Llanelli, while Newport City slipped to their first defeat of the season, going down 5-0 to Haverford West. And in the FAW Amateur Trophy, the qualifying stages kicked off with Ely Rangers beating St Athan on penalties following a 2-2 draw on Saturday. The first round Vale derby saw Harvey Edwards put the Wenville club ahead after 10 minutes, only for Kieran Ashton to equalise 5 minutes later. Then St Athan's went ahead via Sean Nash 3 minutes after the break, before the last minute penalty from Zach Cleary led to a shootout, which Rangers won 4-3 to progress. Meanwhile, fresh off their Welsh Cup exit, Cardiff Airport also fell at the first hurdle in the trophy, and they were playing Penrhyn Rangers and they drew that match 1-1. Curtis Scotto-Debusco's goal for Cardiff Airport was cancelled out by Jack Thomas, meaning the game went to penalties, and Airport lost that 11-10 on penalties. And up next for Cardiff Airport, they're back in league action on Saturday and they're home to South Gower. And the other Vale teams that weren't in action this week, so in the Cymru South, Coed Ely have a home Friday night game to Tree Thomas Bluebirds, and Llantwit Major have an away trip to Ammanford on Friday. So both of them are in Cymru South action this week after having a week off, and also with a week off, Dinas Powys, but they play on Saturday and they play against Vale United in the league. Again, as I said, they've had another week off. So there's been a few rests for some of the Vale teams, but there's also been quite a lot of action. And up next, we're going to bring you what happened in the cricket for the selected teams around the Vale here at Bro.
From Cowbridge to Cosmeston,
the Vale's local radio station.
It's back this August by overwhelming demand. Rock the Fonmon at Fonmon Castle. Featuring Flash, the ultimate live Queen tribute band, AC/DC UK, Europe's premium tribute to the rock legends, and the Aderyn String Quartet, covering all your rock favourites. Add to that a rock DJ. Not that one. Street food and a licensed bar, and you've one rocking big day out. Rock the Fonmon, Saturday, August the 30th. Fancy dress encouraged. Book tickets at fonmoncastle.com.
Are your feet holding you back? Then visit the Vale Foot Clinic for all your podiatry and chiropody needs. We are HCPC registered podiatrists that have been caring for the Vale for over a decade, offering a number of services including gait analysis, shockwave therapy, and highly effective treatments for verruca and ingrown nails. With clinics in Barry and Dennis, visit the Vale Foot Clinic for professional, client-centered treatment. Call to book on 01446 677 or visit podiatrywales.co.uk.
Each year, thousands of adults learn with Cardiff and Vale College. We offer a huge range of courses to develop your skills, progress your career, or change it. Courses are run at sites across Cardiff and the Vale. And with funding available, you could learn for free. Head to cavc.ac.uk/courses-for-adults to find out more and apply today.
Install Skip Hire are one of the leading skip hire, tipper and grab lorry companies in the Vale, offering a range of waste disposal solutions across South Wales. Our specialists have over 20 years' experience, so you can be assured of excellent customer service. But don't just take our word for it. Check out our 5-star rating on Facebook. We also offer eco-friendly disposal options, converting 95% of our waste into renewable energy, so you can rest easy knowing your waste doesn't go to waste. Find out how Install Skip Hire can help you on 01446 421 072.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Bro Radio. I promise that you'll never find another like me. I know that I'm a handful, baby. I know I never think before I jump. And you're the kind of guy the ladies want. And there's a lot of cool chicks out there. I know that I went psycho on the phone. I never leave well enough alone. And trouble's gonna follow where I go. And there's a lot of cool chicks out there. But one of these things is not like the others. Like a rainbow with all of the colors. Baby doll when it comes to a lover. I promise that you'll never find another like me. Like,
I know I tend to make it about me. I know you never get just what you see, but I will never fall you, baby.
And when we had that fight out in the rain, you ran after me and called my name.
I never wanna see you walk away. Cause one of these things is not like the others. Living in winter, I am your summer. Baby doll, when it comes to a lover, I promise that you'll never find another like me. I'm the only one of me. Let me keep you company. You're the only one of you. Baby, that's the fun of you.
And I promise that nobody's gonna love you like me.
Hey, kids.
Spelling is fun.
Girl, that
but you
you'll never find another like me.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And now we're going to bring you the results from around the Vale with your selected cricket results. And we're also going to be letting you know what cricket action is to look forward to next week. So we're going to start with Barry Athletic. And their firsts were at home to Usk's seconds. And they lost that match by 4 wickets. And Barry Athletic seconds, they were away to Croesilioc's seconds, and they lost that match by 173 runs. And on Saturday, Barry Athletic's first 11, they're home to Macken's first 11, and Barry Athletic's second 11, they're away to Penteg's second 11. And the Vale Cricket Club, so on Saturday, the Vale's first 11, they were at home to Newport Fugitives' first 11, and they lost that match by 18 runs. The Vale's second 11, they were away to Newport Fugitives' second 11, and they lost that match by 8 wickets. And the Vale's third 11, they're at home to Ponthiers' first, and they won that match by 42 runs. And the Vale's fourth 11, they were away to South Wales Sri Lankan first, and they lost that by 270 runs. And coming up on next Saturday now for the Vale Cricket Club, the Vale's first 11, they're away to Newbridge's first 11s. Vale's second 11, they're at home in Corntown to Penarth's third 11. And Vale's third 11, they're away to Abercorn's third 11. And Vale's fourth 11, they're at home in Wick Village Green to Penarth's fifth 11. And talking of Penarth, let's find out how they got on the weekend. So Penarth's first 11, they were away to Port Talbot's first 11, and they won that match by 97 runs. And Penarth's second 11, they were at home to Pontypridd's first 11, and they lost that match by 8 wickets. And Penarth's third 11, they were at home to Penteg's second, and they lost that match by 100 runs. And Penarth's fourth 11 were away to Blackwood's second 11, losing that match by 106 runs. And Penarth's fifth 11, they were at home to Monmouth's third, and they won that by 8 wickets. And looking forward for Penarth, so Penarth's first, they're at home to Mumble's first 11, and Penarth's second 11 are away to Lisvain's first 11, and Penarth's third 11, they're away to the Vale second 11, as already said, and Penarth's fourth 11, they're at home to Craigers second 11, and we know that Penarth's fifth 11, they're away to the Vale's fourth 11. So lots of cricket action taking place around the Vale, and some Vale derbies going on there as well. So that's all to look forward to going forward there. And let's just hope again, and I say this every week because I think cricket is particularly susceptible to the weather. Let's just hope that the weather's great and the matches can get played there. And it's good that we've had the weather so far, but as I always say, if you are out watching sport or playing sports when it's like this, make sure that you hydrate and that you you take the protection that you need, especially when you're out for a long time watching sport there, because none of us want to take a funny turn after having an enjoyable day out. I certainly don't anyway. Up next to come up, bro, we're going to be reliving some of the Lions action from down in Australia, but we're also going to be bringing you the action of what happened with the Wales women when they took on Australia for the second time again down in Australia. All to come here at Bro. Sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're going to take one final trip this summer down to Australia to see what's been going on with the rugby action down there. And on Saturday, it was the third and final test with the British and Irish Lions taking on Australia. And you could see that the Australians were really up for that game, not wanting to be 3-0'd in the test series, although they had already lost the test series because the Lions had won the previous two games. I think they just went out not looking like they didn't want to be whitewashed, and they really did. They really did show that they weren't going down lightly, and they ended up running out 22 points to 12 winners there. And it was a really excited and interesting game. Australia led 8-0 at half time. But those that watched the match live, I think The Lions were lucky to only escape 8-0 down at half-time. I think the way the Australians were playing, they could have and potentially should have scored more points there. And then in the second half, the first British and Irish Lions try came from the Welsh contingent, Jack Morgan. So it's great that he got across the try line. As there was only one Welsh player in the squad, it was nice he made his presence shown there. And that did sort of spark a mini revival. And there was a little bit when he went over, it was a bit like, is it possible? Are they gonna sneak it at the very end against Australia again? But unfortunately, it wasn't to be. So bragging rights to Australia in the final game, but a series victory for the British and Irish Lions. Interestingly, in that match as well, a bit like what happened last week in the when the Wales women took on the Australian women, just after half time in the British and Irish Lions game, they came back on the field, and then there was the storm alert in the area. So they kind of had their half time, came back out for a couple of minutes, and then went back into the dressing room for, I think it was nearly another 40 minutes in the dressing room there. And it's all done for player safety and fan safety, because there were storms in the area. So they want to make sure that nobody gets themselves damaged in all that. But you always think, as a top quality athlete, how you reset. So you've played the first half, you've got yourself geared up for the second half. You've gone out, you've played a handful of minutes of the second half, and then you're being told you've got to go off the pitch. And I know they get given the warning time when they're going to be allowed back on the pitch, and they get the warm up time. But you've got to think it's got to affect the player sometimes, somehow. If you're a slightly older player, then you might quite like the slightly longer break as well. So, I mean, it's kind of swings and roundabouts there. But now that British and Irish Lions tour is finished, we can continue supporting the red, but we'll be supporting the red of Wales now going forward, and it won't be long before we'll be talking about the autumn internationals that will be coming up. And remember, that starts with Argentina and Japan for Wales there, and it's not going to be too long away before we're talking about them. And we're hoping that Wales, under their new coach, can continue the great performance that the victory that they had against Japan, and hopefully that the victory will then breed confidence into the team. Talking of confidence into a team, the Wales women's team, they beat Australia last week, and they played them again. So this was game two of the second of a two-test series, and it's the first time that they had played down in Australia, and they did beat Australia in the first game, but Australia took revenge on Wales in the second match, and the Wallaroos beat the Wales women 36 points to 5, and they were 21-5 up at half time there. And as we said last week, Australia are 6th in the world, Wales are sitting around 10th in the world. So it's the experience there, especially with the Women's World Cup starting in a few weeks' time. So the Wales women and the Australian women, they'll be playing the Women's Rugby World Cup, and that's in England there. So no more, I'm glad about that, no more really early starts for me to have to worry about. So I can watch games at more reasonable times. But the Women's Rugby World Cup does start, and that starts on Friday the 22nd of August. So it's Friday the 22nd of August. You've got the Women's Rugby World Cup starting. Wales are in Pool B with in that tournament, and they're alongside the likes of Scotland, Canada and Fiji. Wales' first game is on Saturday the 23rd, and that's 3:15, and they take on Scotland. Then on the following Saturday, so on the 30th, they take on Canada, and that's a nice 12 o'clock kickoff. And then on the the 6th of September, they take on Fiji again, 3:15. So that's three Saturdays, 3 weeks in a row. From the 23rd of August, you've got international Wales women's team taking part in the tournament. And they did lose to Australia in the last match, but they did beat Australia before, and they've been showing some good performances in the Six Nations. Unfortunately, last season they did lose all their matches in the Six Nations, but the season before was quite a strong season for them. And they know the first match is going to be absolutely cracking because that's against Scotland, and they beat Scotland, then Scotland beat Wales. So it's all that they know how each other's place. That's really, really looking forward to that. So that's a roundup of your rugby that's taken place down under in Australia. And up next on Bro, I'm going to be bringing you a bit of rugby more close to home here at Bro.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Sullivan's Greengrocer has been providing local people with their five a day for over 50 years. And we now offer next day delivery when you shop online. We've fruit and veg boxes bursting with in-season produce. You can also build your own box. Barry, Penarth, Llantwith Major, Dinas Powys, Sully, Roos. Wherever you are across the Vale of Glamorgan, Sullivan's Greengrocer deliver direct to your door between 6 and 10 a.m. Monday to Saturday. Message us on Facebook or Instagram for 15% off your first box. Place your order today. Just search Sullivan's Greengrocer online.
Would you like to support the Vale's local radio station? You can help us to continue to provide training opportunities for adults and courses for young people through our new One Lottery. Whether it's a one-off ticket or a monthly subscription, you'll help us whilst being entered into regular prize draws to win cash or gift cards. Register to play via broradio.fm/lottery. Players must be over 18 and located in Great Britain. One Lottery is administered by Gatherwell, an external lottery manager licensed and regulated by the Gambling Commission under account number 36893.
We're recycling more than ever today, which is great news. But with more recycling comes more bags and more caddies. So talk to Recycling Storage Solutions of Barry, as our quality wooden recycling units are just the right size to keep your recycling bags held open, caddies and boxes all snug inside, tidy and protected from the elements and pests. Our smart recycling storage benches and boxes have a waterproof lid, and we deliver them across the Vale and beyond, pre-made, not flat-packed. Visit our showroom on Woodham Road, Barry, or order now for delivery at recyclingstoragesolutions.co.uk.
Get the latest traffic and travel for the Vale of Glamorgan via the free Bro Radio app or at broradio.fm/travel. With DG Window Services, a family-run business with over 30 years of experience in providing windows, doors and conservatories. Just search for DG Window Services online.
Standing in a crowded room and I can't see your face. Put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay. In my mind I'm running around a cold and empty space. Just put your arms around me, tell me everything's okay.
Please don't make me wait, cause I don't wanna break. No, I don't wanna fall. When you're next to me, content, I'm not afraid to be. You don't make me wait, and never let me break. You never let me fall. Darling, hold my hand.
This is your Monday Night Sports Show here at Pro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. And we're sticking with rugby, but we're bringing you a bit closer to home, back in the Vale. And Barry are back in pre-season training. And it's an away day for Barry as the new Admiral League rugby season starts with a visit to Llanharan on September the 6th. 1 week later, Barry host Neighbours Penarth in a Division 1 East Central derby, which has been switched from later in the month because of a fixture clash. The local derby was originally scheduled for September the 27th, but Penarth are involved in Division 1 Cup first round, so the clubs agreed to the date change. Barry have a bye that weekend, which means Barry will almost certainly be in action on six consecutive weekends. The Bombers host pre-season matches against Canton on August the 16th and Nantavellan on August the 30th, and are arranging an away friendly on Saturday between. Abercorn visit the Reservoir Field in the league on September the 20th. Pre-season training started at the beginning of July, with most of the first team squad from last season being involved. There are three new teams in Division 1 East Central. Caerphilly and St Albans were promoted from Division 2, and Cambrian Welfare were relegated from the Championship East after one season. Last season's opponents Rubina and Porth were relegated, while St Joseph's were promoted. As per last season, Barry are in a 10-team division and are scheduled to play 11 of their 18 games prior to Christmas. The return derby to Penarth is on January the 3rd, with the season due to conclude by February the 28th with a visit to Caerphilly. So the rugby season is really starting to take shape and heat up, and there's going to be some great action taking place in East Central there across all the divisions, not just with Barry and Penarth, but with all of our East Central Vale teams. But there's also been some other sort of big news story, you'd say, in the world of rugby. And that involves Louis Rees-Zammit, and he has announced he's returning to rugby following an 18-month stint in American football. The former Wales and Gloucester wing, who was born in Penarth, sensationally quit the sport in January last year to pursue an NFL career. But despite spells with the Kansas City Chiefs and the Jacksonville Jaguars, the 24-year-old hopes of making a regular season debut never materialised. And announcing his decision on Instagram, Rees-Zammit said on Thursday night, "It's been a great experience, but it's time to come home. I've decided that this is the best time to make this decision, to give myself time to get everything in place for next season. There's only one thing that's on my mind, and that's coming back to rugby and doing what I do best. I can't explain how excited I am." And the 24-year-old added, "There would be more news to come soon." Rees-Zammit won 32 senior caps and scored 14 tries for Wales between 2020 and 2023. He was also part of the Six Nations title-winning squad in 2021 under then-head coach Wayne Pivac, and went on to a tour with the Lions in South Africa. He would go on to score 5 tries for Wales at the last Rugby World Cup 2 years ago, including 3 against Georgia in what would have proved his last international rugby appearance to date. Rhys Samet had already decided to leave Gloucester and was sought by the likes of Montpellier and Bordeaux when he made the shock announcement to switch to NFL on the eve of last year's Six Nations. His impressive performance in the international player pathway led to a dream contract with the Kansas City Chiefs, who had just won the Super Bowl. But disappointment was to follow, as Rhys Samet was cut from the Chiefs roster, and just 4 months after signing with the Champions, he joined the practice squad of the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Florida franchise moved him up to the regular season roster twice, which is an obligation under the international player pathway. But despite being included for two international games at Wembley last season, Rhys Samet never got to play a snap. Rhys Samet was left out of contract at the end of last season, but returned to the Jaguars' active roster in February before the would-be wide receiver finally abandoned his dreams and announced his return to rugby union. And I think sort of that's a little positive news for rugby there as well. At 24, he's still potentially got the best years ahead of him, and he's gone off to follow a dream, and you know, fair play to him to give that a go. But I think he's going to come back, but he's going to come back probably a different player to what we remember. I mean, he would have been on the training regimes that go on with the international player pathway, where he did really did quite well, but also the training and the squad practices that they do. So he's probably going to come back fitter than when he went out there, and it was always going to be difficult. I mean, he's going up against people who have been playing that sport since almost as long as they can walk. It's, and for some parts of America, it's like rugby is here in Wales. You kind of, they have an American football whilst they're learning to walk, just like, as I said, just like rugby here is with us. So, and I think it's great that he went off. He tried it, but what was also really good is you know, he's mature enough to say, okay, I've tried that. And he's now decided to come back to rugby union, and that's going to be great for rugby. We don't know which club team's going to get him, and you know, he's going to have to perform to get into the Wales squad. But I think it's certainly looking exciting, and that on the back of the great news that Wales did win there. Win a match against Japan, so we're not on that losing streak. Maybe it's the little flickering glow of for the Welsh rugby that we need just to bring all the hope back for the team. And it's got to start somewhere, so why not with Rhys Samet coming back and pulling the red jersey for Wales on. Hear up, bro.
Yeah.
This is your Monday night sports show here at Bro Radio with me, Mike Fowler. So is it a sports team, sports club, or volunteer that you think I should be talking about here at Bro? Then what you need to do is get in touch with me here at Bro using the email, that's sport@broradio.fm. So that's sport@broradio.fm, or you can find Bro Radio on the social media app and drop us a line, and we could be here talking about the sport that you think is so fantastic that the people of the Vale should listen to and they should find out about. Better still, I could even ask you along to Bro Radio and you could tell me all about the sport and the people of the Vale. And we could talk all about how you got into the sport and what's so fantastic about the sport that you still enjoy taking part in it. And it could be that you've moved from playing and you've moved into the behind the scenes, so you're a volunteer or a coach, or you keep everything going. I think that people of the Vale would love to hear stories of people who have gone from the playing side of their sports clubs and they've moved into the back scenes and the volunteer roles of the sports club, because a lot of people keep the sports clubs around the Vale going. But that's me now, almost full time for another week here. But up next on Bro, you've got Patrick with the evening show.
This is Bro Radio.
Bro Radio.
Mae croeso i bawb yn y ganolfan bwyd a mwy Llanelltid Fawr. Byddem wrth ein bodd pe bai chi'n ymuno â ni ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis. Cewch gwrdd â grwpiau cymunedol a sefydliadau lleol wrth iddynt ymgynnull yng nghanolfan CF61. Mae cyngor a chefnogaeth am ddim. Gallwch gwrdd â phreswylwyr eraill dros baned braf o de. Ac mae cyfle i gael awyr iach yng ngerddi hyfryd CF61. Ewch i'r ganolfan bwyd a mwy yn Llanelltid Fawr rhwng hanner ar wedi 12 a hanner ar wedi 2 ar y trydydd dyddiau o bob mis yng nghanolfan CF61 ar heol yr orsaf.
This summer, we're going on tour across the Vale of Glamorgan. Join Celia and the Bro Radio team as we broadcast live from towns and villages across the county each Wednesday from 12 till 2. We'll be speaking to local organisations and businesses, showcasing the best of the Vale of Glamorgan and giving you the chance to spin to win. Keep listening to find out where we'll be next. The 6 weeks of summer with Chris Davies Estate Agents, a local family-run business that's been serving the Vale for 5 decades. Visit chris-davies.co.uk.
A workplace with less dirt, less mess and less germs is a workplace with More Cleaning. Because More Cleaning are the trusted, reliable and professional cleaners who take pride in keeping workplaces and commercial premises clean and well-maintained. Our business is keeping your business looking neat and tidy. Find out more at More. That's morcleaning.co.uk and check out our 5-star reviews on Google. More Cleaning, multi-award winning cleaning that doesn't cost the earth.
For when the washing basket's piling up and when your suit jacket has had enough, the Laundry Rooms. For eco-friendly, non-chemical cleaning and when you want your best dress gleaming, the Laundry Rooms. For wash, dry, iron and fold, we'll do whatever we're told. With collection and delivery available, you'll find us very capable. The Laundry Rooms Barry, for all your commercial and domestic cleaning needs. No job too big or small. To find out more, give us a call on 01446 740 730.
On your radio, online, through the Bro Radio app and on your smart speaker. This